Anti-violence efforts in Boston appear to be paying off this summer. In what's usually the deadliest time of the year, shootings are down in the city. In fact, they're well below the average of the past 5 years. Officials give much of the credit to a cooperative effort involving many different people and organizations. WBUR's Dolores Handy takes a look at the transformation of a once troubled Boston neighborhood.
In the 1960s, what was known as the Bromley Heath housing development was a nationwide model for tenant-run public housing. Spread over 23 acres, it provided homes for more than 1,100 families and even had its own security force. But by the 1990s, most talk about Bromley Heath focused on the twin evils of drugs and violence, an image activists are trying to change. The housing development boarding Roxbury and Jamaica Plain is now called the Mildred C. Haley Apartments.
You know, and it's the best summer that I have seen in the last 6 years that I've been working here. With no violence, did nobody get hurt.
Paul McKenzie works at the Housing Projects Community Center, setting up tables, preparing rooms for events, a handyman of sorts.
It's a big change. Kids have something to do. The parents, they come down, enjoy themselves. It's been better night. The whole summer been nice.
Throughout the summer, McKenzie watched the basketball court filled with youngsters playing ball. There were games and arts activities. Twice a week, there was a neighborhood cookout. Hot dogs, hamburgers on the grill, fresh fruit, soft drinks, and ice cream. Liz Miranda is with Score for More, the group that organized the cookouts.
This community is full of children. Full of young men with nothing to do. They're bored. There's not a lot going on. They're kind of the forgotten elements of our city. And so what we do is we make sure that we have something for every age. Food is incredibly important. A burger and a hot dog goes a long way.
So does a popular outdoor sport.
The basketball draws people in. So we bring all the heart to reach young men.
The cookouts provide an opportunity to improve the relationship between police and the community. Officers on patrol are a regular sight at the cookouts.
We need police. We want them to keep our parks safe. They don't come there to arrest young people. They come there just to make sure that it's a good time.
For Haley Apartments resident Tamika Jones, it has been a rewarding summer.
Everyone felt safe where the kids didn't even want to leave off the court or around here after 9, you know, because it was just so uplifting where they had something to do.
The evening outings have been a welcome reminder of years past for another Haley Apartments resident. Anna Cole, who has lived there for 61 years, says they remind her of what it was like when she moved in decades ago.
We all had the same hopes and fears for our children, that they'd grow up safe, get an education, be successful.
Cole speaks with pride of the 8 children, 6 sons and 2 daughters, she raised there. She says there was a sense of family back then. A longtime affordable housing activist, Cole's now worried about the future of public housing. She says there's a lack of support for existing public housing, adding that there will always be a need for affordable housing, especially affordable rental housing. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.